and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kudoski Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift and loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring an artist profile of guitarist, composer, and Manhattan School of Music professor David Leisner. He's also author of the book Playing with Ease, A Healthy Approach to Guitar Technique from Oxford University Press. We'll hear music performed by David Leisner and a 2025 interview in which he describes his triumphant return to the concert stage after a 12-year bout with focal dystonia, a condition which had impaired the use of his right hand. We'll start with the Etude No. 1 by Villa-Lobos. David Leisner spoke about the piece.
Etude 1 is a delightful piece that most people don't understand. There's a kind of a rhythmic lilt to it that's very Brazilian. It's a little subtle bit of syncopation going on that if you can play it that way and hear it that way, it gives it something more than just an etude feeling, a study feeling to it, you know. And of course, I'm playing it from the 1928 manuscript, which is without the repeats, which I feel is Villa-Lobos' original intention. And without the repeats, it's the right length.
That's a lot of work for not very much minutes of music.
That's right. It's true.
That's kind of like maintenance on a Formula One race car. It's like 100 hours in the pit for 10 minutes on the track, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right. But that's true of all the etudes. They're really, really hard to play, and they're relatively short, each one, but they're a huge amount of work.
Opening this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring an artist profile of David Leisner, we've just heard him performing the Etude No. 1 by Villa-Lobos. In 2015, David Leisner was joined by Grammy-winning cellist Zuhl Bailey in a recording of Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata.
Yeah, well, the arpeggione is a kind of a cross between a cello and a guitar. It's sort of like a guitar without frets, sort of. It was a weird instrument that didn't last very long, but Schubert liked it and wrote one of his great pieces. I mean, the Arpeggione Sonata is truly a great top drawer Schubert piece. And we both had always loved that piece and it was in the back of my mind to arrange it at some point. But in this particular case, I had the good fortune to have a cellist who had also been pining to play and ultimately record the Arpeggione Sonata. So when we met at the Santa Fe Chamber Festival, played together there, Zuhl said, hey, maybe we can get together and find a way to make an arrangement of this piece and play some concerts together. So I said, yes, that's a fabulous idea. And it took me quite a lot of work, a couple months as I remember. Yeah. When I finally came up with my arrangement, Zuhl said, great, let's play it. And we practiced it. And he said, good, I've got a bunch of festivals that I run and let's do it at the festivals and find some other repertoire to play. And boom, 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 there was an album ready to go.
Thank you.